And you're listening to the program right here on 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you, along with
Raj Taylor
and
Michael Loudon.
It's the Wonder Producer. Okay.
It's an odd day. It's your
every day is an odd day when we're on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to define odd day as by calendar day or
we're talking numbers or we're talking just generally odd.
Yeah. Well, we're odd on a daily basis, but today is an odd day.
Okay.
And so that means you have to explain him.
I could take the rest of the show, Roger.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was easy, Jeremy.
I have to explain him. Well, first of all,
started out as a baby.
And it all started out in a small town.
Yes. Yeah, Richland.
Yes, Richland.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't going to claim your birth where I didn't know where it was. So, so there you go.
Now you know.
Now I know. All right, I'll promptly forget it here in just a little bit, so you'll have to remind me.
Actually, you weren't born in Richland, were you?
Borges.
Yeah, that's Kalamazoo. You were quickly escorted out of town.
Yes.
To Richland.
Yep.
But you were born in Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call it Richland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, whatever.
That's where you've spent the majority of your life sentence.
Yep. 25 years old, and I've been there for 25 years.
Okay.
There's the proof.
Mm-hmm. All right. Although it probably seems a lot longer when he's in that room and we're on the air.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And I'm thinking neighbors think it's been a lot longer than that, too.
Could be. I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to find out what kind of reputation he has in the neighborhood.
Well, we'll augment it, whatever.
I'm going to say it's a good one.
If it's not fun, we'll make it.
Yeah, you might have to make some stuff up about me.
No problem.
No, we're good at that.
Yeah, we can fabricate a tissue of lies just like that.
All right.
We do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know. He gets blamed for everything, whether he's here or not.
Right.
So, you know,
I'm going to have to listen more often.
Well, I tell you, lots of things to talk about. We'll get to what we're talking about here in just a little while. But special announcement, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I'm really sorry. I really am.
We apologize.
But if you have been listening to the show for any length of time, you know we have been going nameless for quite a while.
Yes.
And
the show. We called it the show.
The show, yes. And in fact, even today when we came in, I called it the show, just to keep the secret as long as possible. Now, of course, if you're online, you already know the secret, so, you know.
I got to go look.
It's on there. I looked myself.
Okay.
He's going, great, now I know what show I'm on. Good. Okay.
Was my name in there?
Yes, it was.
Good.
And your picture.
That's job security.
So, of course, my name is in slightly larger font.
But, uh-huh.
You know.
And it flashes.
So, henceforth. Barring the fact that we just flat out don't remember our names.
Which is possible.
Which is entirely possible.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yes, we are, actually. But the program's name is Lawrence and Taylor.
How did you come up with that?
Well, like most good politicians, we took a survey.
Oh, you had a focus group.
Of course, yes.
Yes, yes,
That's part of what you need to do. And then, you know, when you get finished, you stick your finger in the air. Wet it down, of course.
Oh,
stick your finger
yeah.
in there. See which way the wind is blowing and go that direction. So,
Lawrence and Taylor.
Huh? Yes, and we decided based on the fact that those are our names and we just have zero creativity whatsoever.
We thought we'd go with that.
Yeah, you know, it's simple. It says who we are, and
you kept it in alphabetical order.
Is that what I did?
Yeah,
I just thought I put my name first.
Oh, well then, every other week we're going to change the name. Next week it'll be Taylor and Lawrence.
You'll have to check that with your boss.
Is next week an odd week or something?
Yes.
All right, one more time. Every week we're on the air is an odd week.
Yes.
Just seems like we've come full circle. Okay, given that, show's over.
Yes. Thanks for listening, folks.
That was a quick show today.
Wow. Usually it takes us a couple of hours to go full circle, but here we are.
Well, when you're good, you're quick.
I guess, and so are we sometimes. So anyway, we've got some other things we're going to talk about. You mentioned this, but I forgot totally what it was.
What's this?
No, seriously, there's a story out there that said that elderly people...
Oh, yeah.
Their brains tend to move a little slower.
Well,
but for a very good reason.
Yes.
And we'll talk about it a little bit later.
Yeah. And so, I believe it's true.
Okay. You sure about that?
I thought so at the time,
okay.
But things may have changed.
We'll have you think about that here for a minute. All right.
No, I think it's true.
Also, we wanted to talk about, there was a man that, and this is a pretty sad story, all things considered. But this happened in New Jersey. This was during watching football. And it seems like there's an awful lot of things that happen while watching football. In this case, they got down to the last Pepsi at their particular house. Now, what sounds like a Super Bowl ad turned tragic from there. And we'll share a little bit of that with you a little bit later on in the program. Right now, though, think about this. Roger, you've watched television. You've watched cable TV. Certain channels on television that focus on climate.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not mentioning any of those particular channels, Weather Channel, but...
yes. The initials are Weather Channel?
Yes. Okay. Yes, of course. But we're not mentioning their name.
No, no.
No. Uh-huh. We wouldn't do that.
And I've been watching this for the last couple of years, and... Last year, I was south, so I wasn't experiencing all these winter storms. But at the same time, as a Midwesterner, I was laughing hysterically. Because Weather Channel, for the last couple of years, has been naming winter storms.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say this. As someone who has lived through a couple of actual named tropical storms / hurricanes, those are the real deal. Winter storms and the naming of them, I don't know. I have trouble with that just because, let's face it, a winter storm can last up to a couple of weeks if
right.
things are really nasty.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going to sit here, winter storm Magnus is coming through, and 2 weeks later it's still coming through. And, you know, I mean, here in the Midwest we call that about a cold weather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been snowy for the last week.
I'm guessing the Weather Channel does this just so they can keep all these winter storms straight, so they're not like, oh, that one over there, number one, and this one, number two over here is, you know, is up the East Coast, and number three, you know, somehow ended up in Oklahoma.
If they're that easily confused, they ought to be doing something a little simpler then.
Well, I don't know.
If you can
what
only
doing.
Talk about one storm at a time, and you've got to name it to keep it straight in your mind, it seems to me you need to move on to other forms of making a living. I'm thinking that's damn silly.
It's
winter storm Irene is coming across Lake Michigan now. Hello.
And I think what's the latest one? Just simply because it got cold here, they're calling that winter storm Janice.
Just because it got cold.
Just because it got cold.
Not because there's any snow or anything involved with it.
This beautiful, clear blue skies.
Yeah, it's nice to, you know, sit at your window and look out at that and, you know, not imagine how cold it is out there.
Now, I can see Janice from here.
Now, if you think about it, and Roger, you lived through this, I lived through it as well. Michael's a bit too young for this one. But Blizzard of 78.
Yeah.
I'm sure you remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I lived through it myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's one for the ages. That's one that if you were going to give it a name, I would agree to that. Okay, let's name that one. Let's.
I think we did the Blizzard.
Exactly, Blizzard of 78.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, there's been other ones, Blizzard of 96, and various things in other part of the country. But for some reason, they seem to think that every winter storm needs a name. Now, I'm no meteorological expert.
But
by
you
any
play
stretch.
One on the radio.
On occasion.
Okay.
On occasion. But when you have different kinds of weather, I understand the difference between high pressure and low pressure. I understand between cold front and warm front and all that stuff. Clouds and sun. Okay. Mm-hmm. We've got all those down pat. I also know the difference between a named storm, which usually forms in the tropics somewhere and heads ashore sometime,
mm-hmm.
and just a bunch of wind and cold.
Or just a bunch of cold. Mm-hmm. No mm-hmm. wind, no
sure,
storm,
yeah.
just cold Janus is here.
Bitterly cold Janus.
Yeah.
So there are some people that are saying that because their aunt's visiting or something, you know, but...
No, I mean, if it isn't, this isn't a storm. Mm-hmm. It's just cold.
No. So, I have a theory on it.
Readings?
You stole my thunder, right?
Oh.
But, you know, I think that's the bottom line. Think about when Weather Channel got started. They were doing an awful lot about, weather on the 8s and how we're always there for you. And, you know, you tune in on the 8s and you get your weather and you move on with your day.
Yeah.
And let's face it, the weather is all about, am I going to need a coat when I go out?
Am I going to need an umbrella?
Mm-hmm. Or this time of year, am I going to need
a snow shovel
of some type? And, will I be able to get out of anything other than my second floor window?
Right.
You know?
Or on days like this, am I going to need sunglasses?
Apparently. Sunglasses and a heavy coat.
Yes.
You know. This is the thing that people wonder about when they're going, what's the weather like? Not, am I going to sit down for the next 3 hours and watch the Weather Channel?
Now, I have to admit.
Here we go.
In hurricane season, I am tempted to do that. When a hurricane is coming ashore, I find weather interesting mm-hmm. and watching the path and how they can shift mm-hmm. all of a sudden and reform 50 miles away from where they used to be. I find that fascinating.
But here's the thing. You can also, if you know enough about what hurricanes are like, you can also find it humorous.
True.
Because if you think about that coverage, they'll have Jim Cantore out in the worst possible place they can go. And I swear they send people out ahead of time and talk to locals and say, where is the windiest place when a hurricane comes through?
Well, absolutely.
And then they send him there.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Here, Jim, throw on your windbreaker and make sure that it's unsnapped in the front so it looks like it's about to fly off of you.
And if there's not enough wind, I swear they have a fan that they haul with them. In case they misguess where the hurricane is.
Of course. I think it was really funny. This was probably, I don't know if it was last year or the year before. They sent Jim Cantore out with Al Roker.
Mm.
And, you know, so the two of them are kind of holding on to each other, trying to stand up.
Oh, my eyes.
Oh, you got a burning image in your head now.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Now, Al Roker is enough to be a little different.
Yes.
You know, because, I mean, this is the same man that admitted to everyone, God and everyone, that he pooped his pants in the White House.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
I haven't heard that one before either.
Yes. Look it up sometime. It's well
I'll look it up
it.
Right now.
It's well worth it. He's looking
Michael,
that
get
up.
To that.
But yeah, the
this
basics.
This is important.
And a lot of it had to do with there's some health condition that made him do that. But it was one of those things where he did that, but he was by himself. And he could have gotten away with it.
But he
and
shared
not told
it.
Any, but he shared it on national television.
Oh.
So, to me, weird guy already. Not anything I would share had I done that at the White House.
Yes, I would.
But
discretion is the better part of reporting.
See, and I'm seeing Michael already looking this over. I can't believe it's
yes,
true.
Yes, it's true.
I can't believe it's true.
Yep, the article was written January 8th of 2013.
Wow.
In the Los Angeles Times. That's the first source that came up.
Very trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he shared it with his own news organization, too, so...
My proudest moment. I crapped my pants in the White House.
It says here he included the anecdote in his new book, Never Going Back.
Well,
he's never going back to the White House.
And also,
he probably doesn't have to worry about that. He isn't going to be invited.
And he also discussed it in an interview with Nancy Snyderman on Sunday's Dateline.
Well, you know, you have an important moment. You want to share it with friends.
And then it said you discussed it on Today as well.
Very important to do that, apparently, discuss your bowel movements.
Yeah, you know, he was obviously obsessed with it because he talked about it here three times.
Poo-poo-pa-doo.
There you go. Anyway, getting back to this discussion of winter storms, if you can't tell, I just think the whole thing is silly, naming winter storms. You know, to me, and granted, the hurricane and tropical storm that I'd lived through when I was south, they weren't that bad.
Right.
By comparison. But even with those, to watch what they do, and okay, it's not just Weather Channel, because you see this in some other outlets as well, where they're covering some of these storms, and they've got people out there on the streets, wind blowing, and they're not able to stand up and the whole bit.
Well, and they're trying to instill panic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God! We've got weather!
It's thundering, it's lightning, it's raining!
Oh, we're going to die!
Well, and if you think about it, mean, even when Cantori's out in the wintertime, I saw this video of him a couple of years ago where he's standing on the streets and all of a sudden they have thunder snow, which is unusual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But we've all experienced it.
But, you know, we've been there, we've heard that, and it's whenever it happens, I kind of go, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
Look
neat.
At that.
Yeah, that's unusual. And when it happened to him, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
You won't believe that. And the time you really know when it's bad, and you should know just simply because they tell you and they're honest with you, but since you have to filter it, I'll give you this tip. When you don't see Cantori outside at all.
It must be bad.
It's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You think about the way that they covered Katrina. Mm-hmm. When that thing came ashore, nobody was outside.
Mm-mm.
They weren't messing with it. So, you know, it's like anything probably category 2 and below, they're kind of, okay,
we can
go
play
out
with
and
this.
Play.
We can know? Work
yeah.
with
that. Yeah, you can go out and cover that. It's okay.
Yeah, and some of that has got to be that whole daredevil thing, you know, like the tornado chasing people and things like that. But still, I mean, come on.
Most of it's just the rating thing.
Ratings, German. Sensationalism, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we can get an audience out of
you
that.
You hate to see that. You know, not that we sensationalize anything we do.
Oh no.
Certainly
no.
not.
We're deadly serious.
We're Absolutely. Professional.
And now, Andy's on the phone. But that wasn't sensational at all.
No.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, how you doing, guys? First of all, let's cut Roker a break, man. Give the guy credit for a shard or something like that. You know, I mean, everybody's done that before, right? After that bowl of chili or something, you just get that big fat surprise.
Oh, I get you.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, but back to what I was gonna talk about. You know, I mean, I've been married twice, and by God, I can understand why they give these storms these names of women. I mean, they're so doggone. I've had two ex-wives cold as ice.
Ooh.
Oh, now come on, Roger.
Do you have an unlisted cell phone number? Have you ever heard of the Witness Protection Program?
Hey, you know what? It's all in good fun.
Of course.
Yeah, but would they view it
that way? And by the
way,
Andy's phone number is 34.
No, you know what, though? In all seriousness, I think they are getting a little eccentric with the weather and definitely trying to sensationalize it a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like anything else, they're trying to sell it to keep the ratings up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's anything that shouldn't be sensationalized, can't we agree weather is apolitical and whether it's going to rain or snow is just the weather?
Well, yeah, absolutely, Raj. And you know, I've lived here in this area all my life. And, you know, growing up, it was kind of fun because you just never know what you were going to get then.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When they called for a thunderstorm, why, you didn't know if it was going to be everybody was going to have to hit the deck eventually. Or, well, look, when that tornado came through downtown Kalamazoo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not so terribly sure that just wasn't anticipated to be the old run-of-the-mill thunderstorm before it got here.
Yeah, yeah. And that's nowadays we should be prepared for weather, not sensationalizing it.
Absolutely. And I think I really think a lot of these people, well, including myself, you know, when I watch the weather these days, I have a tendency I'll watch it and then I'll run it through my filter what they really meant.
Absolutely. Yeah. Andy, we got to go. Thanks.
Hey, you guys have a great show. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye-bye.
It's a program called Lawrence and Taylor. Why? Because I'm Jeremy Lawrence.
And I'm Roger Taylor.
Hence
See,
the name.
That took a lot of thought.
It really did.
Mm-hmm. Weeks you know, in development.
Well, we had to get focus groups together and you know, really get things in focus for us.
Yes.
The name of the focus group. And so that's why we did it. And that's what our little program is. And as the program continues, we're going to be talking about something having to do with older people and their brain. I don't remember what it is, though.
What were we talking about?
You're going to have to remember.
Yeah. In the meantime, we're here on this show called...
Yeah.
What?
Lawrence and Taylor.
That's
oh, thank
it.
You. That's
thank
it.
You. I'm just getting too much. Too old. Okay, it took us the whole break to figure out what we were talking about, but we finally remembered.
Why it is old folks seem to be a little slower when it comes to recalling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the poster boy for... what were we talking about?
Is that because you're the oldest on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not the oldest in the building. There is... Actually, two people older than me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not naming names.
Certainly not.
Rick
Certainly
Shields.
Not. Not that you'd mention his name at all.
No. Uh-uh. Nope.
No, but interestingly enough, it's a study that came out from, we've been having the debate on how to pronounce this university. It's in Germany. Tubingen or something along
I think
those
the
lines.
U is, they said it's like room, like, you know, like the O's in room. So it's like Tubingen.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah. You just, it's being German, you kind of have to sound like,
you have to have a lot of phlegm in
your
throat.
Yeah, there's a phlegm problem,
yeah.
I guess. So,
but, anyway, we were debating
okay, we're moving on here.
Okay.
Okay. We came up with the pronunciation of it, which took us most of the break, actually. But the study itself says that the brains of the elderly are slow, not because things are starting to break down or anything along those lines. It's because they know so much.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually
mm-hmm.
saying that older people know more than anybody else. So it takes them a while to get the information recalled.
They've got a much larger hard drive that mm-hmm. they're trying to pull data off mm-hmm. of.
Yeah, they got to sort all that information out.
Well, and the interesting thing about it is they did this based on, they used a computer and programmed it to read a certain amount each day and learn new words and commands and things like that, just like a person would over the course of a day.
Mm-hmm.
And when they tested its performance, it resembled a young adult. Well, then they simulated what it would be like to have a lifetime of all this reading and learning and all of that stuff. And guess what? Now the performance on cognitive tests and things like that looked like an older adult.
Which makes you wonder, are cognitive tests then skewed right from the get-go?
Good question.
Do we need to compensate with older folks that they've got a lot more memories to sort through?
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. But I guess they're going through this and saying that basically, yeah, your uncle at the family get-together that claims to know everything.
Probably does.
Yeah, he might actually know most everything.
Yes.
So, but don't tell him that.
Well,
that won't help.
In a related manner, a few years ago, I read why it is time seems to go faster as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that after we get a weather update from Bob Larson.
Okay. Well, Bob is with us. And Bob, I did want to ask, as we come into this, have you had any experience with this sensation that as you get older, it takes a little bit longer to remember things?
I'm not sure. I can't remember. Not so much, but the latter, what Roger just mentioned, the idea of time going faster as you get older, very definitely so. It's something that I talk about a lot.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Very definitely noticed that.
And not only that, you talk about it a lot.
Yeah. Although I can't remember talking about it that much, but I do now. Apparently I do. People tell me that's what I talk about all the time.
Well, Bob, the other thing you talk about all the time is the weather.
That Why? I do.
Because we pay you for it.
Okay. I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
Good.
So what are we looking forward to?
Well, here's my word. Deceiving. Mm-hmm. Look outside if you have access to a window.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Nice and sunny.
But as they say, looks can be
deceiving.
Yes. You see where I'm going with this? Yeah, it's nice and sunny, and you know, it's a little picturesque. We know it's snow out there, but boy, oh boy, oh boy, is it cold, even though it's so bright and sunny and nice looking. It is cold. Now, we are east of a heavy lake effect snow band that is east of Chicago. It's about, if anyone is to be driving from here to Chicago here this afternoon or this evening, you'd have to drive through blizzard conditions to get there. Lake and Porter County, Indiana, those northwest counties of Indiana, already 15 to 18 inches of snow from last night through today. Mm. And it is still snowing about an inch or two per hour.
I guess lake effect isn't over for the year, huh?
No, it is not. And again, we stress that while it can be reduced, it certainly doesn't just disappear. But that lake effect snow will, even in those areas, will be winding down tonight because of a wind shift, not because of the lake freezing over. The wind changes into a southwest direction, and with no longer coming off the lake, it'll just stop. But the very cold weather continues. We dropped to about 3 overnight. Roger, did you make it below zero? Did you check? Were you below zero in your thermometer at home this morning? Did you notice?
No, I did. No, we got to zero.
Oh, okay. Right at zero. Yep. Gotcha. Right at zero. Officially, it was 3 above at the airport. And that's about what we're projecting tonight, 3 above. And I'm pretty confident that tonight we will find outlying areas that will go below zero. But it clouds over late tonight, and a weather disturbance moves through, a small clipper to bring us an inch or two of dry, powdery snow, about 12 for the high, back to the single digits tomorrow night. Additional snow showers Thursday, but not likely to accumulate much on Thursday, a high of 14.
Okay. Now, as we look ahead, I mean, you know, we're seeing a cold snap right now.
Right.
Does this continue for the foreseeable future? Or
it's going to ease up Friday and Saturday. Cold, but not as harsh. We'll be back to the 20s, maybe even upper 20s for a while. But nothing that would be considered a thaw. We're not going to have the thaw like we had a week or so ago, upper 20s. And guess what? Looks like more snow, maybe a few inches worth Friday night and Saturday. And after that system goes by, another Arctic blast for the end of the weekend and at least the first half of next week.
Okay. And by Arctic blast, you mean weather, not a party. Yeah.
Right. Right. And on par with what we're seeing now, with highs in the lower teens and lows in the single digits or single digits below zero.
Okay.
So on it goes.
Well, it is January, Bob.
It is.
And this is the coldest part of the year.
Yes, it is.
So we should expect this.
So if you hear anyone say, boy, this is unseasonably cold, you'd have to stop and ask them, well, then what season is this normal? If it's not seasonably cold in January, is this seasonable for April, October, June?
Yeah. When should this weather
happen? I kind of bristle. It's below average, but technically it's not unseasonably cold because this is, in fact, the season for it to become very cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense?
Makes sense.
Absolutely. I'm a little stickler when it comes to those phrases. Yeah.
Doesn't make us feel any better when we step outside.
No, and of course, if you were to truly ask someone that right now, you'd probably get slapped in the face or worse. So. Don't do it.
Think about it, but don't say it.
Right.
All right.
I know from experience.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
All right, Bob Larson from AccuWeather, keeping track of things for us along the lines of weather and temperatures and all of that. And we're keeping track of something.
When we come back, some breaking news at Purdue University.
Okay.
And we'll hear more about this at the top of the hour in CBS.
Okay. Program continues. Lawrence and Taylor on the air here. I'm Lawrence, he's Taylor, and we have some news to share.
Some breaking news. The lone gunman walked into the basement classroom at Purdue University today and shot and killed one person. He then abandoned his weapon and calmly walked outside and turned himself in to the first police officer he saw. And Purdue Police Chief John Cox said the suspect appeared to have targeted a particular male victim who was a teaching assistant in the electrical engineering curriculum at Purdue. And so this does not appear to be a terrorist act of any kind. This more appears to be a murder because he went in to kill a particular person. But CBS will have more details
certainly.
At the top of the
hour. With something like this, it seems like it was more personal. It's not a, quote, school shooting in other than it just happened to take place at a school.
So. And he may have had a complaint with that teaching assistant that led to this, but it could have happened anywhere. Yeah,
certainly.
The location was incidental.
Certainly. So that's the latest that we have at this point. Of course, CBS will keep you up to date and in the know on that over the next, well, probably the next several days, because I'm sure more details will come out as time marches on. Getting back to the story we were doing, the brains of the elderly.
Yeah.
I know you'd mentioned towards the end there something that's
I read an explanation about why when you get older, time seems
flies.
To go faster. And if you ask a 10-year-old kid, how long is it to Christmas? Well, at this point, that's a year. And a year to a 10-year-old is a tenth of their life.
Sure, an eternity
comparison. If you ask a 65-year-old, then a year is 1/65th of your life. And that's why time seems to go quicker. The older you get.
Frame of reference, I guess.
And you have a more life that period of time is a part of, and it seems smaller and smaller for those of us who are lucky enough to get old.
Now, here's the thing. With a study like this, you can take it and say, see, there's evidence that I know everything when you get older. But I tend to think, all right, there had to have been a useful reason for a study like this. So I'm thinking, how do you use data like this to be able to make life better? You know, and I put it on the level of, you know, with these computers they used. Of course, if your computer stops working effectively and the hard drive's full and it's difficult to do anything, one of the things that a lot of computer people will suggest to you, well, you need to wipe it clean and start over. And I did that at my house with a computer one time, and boy, did it work fast after that. It was amazing. But we don't exactly have that opportunity as a person, because even if you forget stuff, guess what? It's still in there.
Maybe it is just its usefulness is simply an explanation of how things are that isn't threatening. I think there's a lot of people afraid that they're losing their mind. And
Alzheimer's
that,
is a bonus or whatever.
It takes me so long to remember. And maybe the only useful outcome from this study is the understanding of why when you get older it takes longer to recall something.
So if you're the kind of person that you're sitting in your chair or whatever and you decide, I'm going to go to the kitchen and do this. And you get up and walk there and you go to the kitchen and you get there and you forget why you're there. Relax.
Yeah.
It's not Alzheimer's.
No.
It's just that, you know, your brain's kind of wandering around thinking about other things during that. And guess what? It can't find that thought that you just had.
Well, it's, you know, in my experience, it's usually a trip down the basement stairs.
Why did I come down here?
I get to the basement and I go, why did I come down here?
I've done
it. I can never think of it until I go back upstairs. I think of it as nature's stairmaster.
There you go.
Rick Shields is walking in and said that he's just a kid. You're older than me, Rick.
Anyways, yeah, I've walked into places in my house, flipped on the light in the room, and then was like, why did I even come in here?
And you're doing that at 25, yeah. I'd like to point out.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I thought the best description of all of this, Bill Cosby had a great description of where he thinks these thoughts go.
Oh, and his explanation?
He got to talking about this. He says, you've got that thought in your mind. You go, yes, the thought leaves. He says, I'm convinced it goes down here, and he's pointing at his butt. And he says, here's the reason why. You go wherever it is, and you decide when you get there, I don't remember why I'm here. So you decide to go back to where you were and sit down. He says, so when you go back there, you sit down. As soon as you sit down, pop, the thought's right back in your head. It came from your butt.
You know, I think he's right.
The force of that.
So. Yeah.
And there are many people who think both you and I think with our butts.
That's true. Probably each other about different things. But
well, that's true, too. But
no, and I was thinking to myself as I was telling Bill Cosby's story there that he would have told it in a lot more flowery language and taken about 10 minutes to tell the story.
And you would have enjoyed every one of those minutes on that journey.
Because I've got to tell you how it works.
Right. Oh, yeah. One of the shows I remember, he played a obstetrician in the long-running series.
Sure.
And this woman came in and points at her pregnant belly, and she said, I want this out, and I want it out now. And looking pregnant, I can understand why that big protuberance in front gets in the way.
Now, you have to be careful when you say that, because if you say, I understand being pregnant,
oh, no.
We'll get calls. Yeah. You know we will.
Yeah, we'll be like, wait a minute, what?
Oh, no.
How does Roger understand that?
I did not go there, folks.
And you may send your complaint letters to
Roger.Taylor @WKCO.com.
And now everybody will.
Show continues straight ahead. Keep it here.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.